Yeah, this
one
is
show
outrageous.
Without our tech guy, and we're falling apart. Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. It's Brad, it's Josh. I hope everything's running good because we ain't got Eric again, and we are falling apart over here. We can't get computers to work. We can't get nothing going on right over here. God, we need our tech guy back, but he ain't going to be back for like another month, so we'll have to figure it out.
Yeah, it's all bad.
All right, Josh, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I don't know why we can't get this working tonight. It's crazy, dude.
Yep.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. If you're a Cooper Kupp owner or a Will Disley owner or a Todd Gurley owner, even a DK Metcalf owner, you're probably feeling pretty happy right now.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's actually a pretty entertaining game. The first half was a little boring, but it picked up there towards the end, and the second half started off with a bang, so I like it. And you know it's good whenever Clay Matthews is in there actually making sacks because he hasn't been relevant for years.
I know. Good old Clay. Clay, hey, hey. Alrighty, so we got a lot of Week 5 games to break down here, and I don't want to keep you guys here an hour and a half like we did last week. We're going to make this.
Let's do it.
Let's just get into this stuff, man. So we got Seattle and the Rams playing, but we got another AFC West team playing. We got the Arizona Cardinals versus the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes, the old Bengals. Someone has to be a winner, right?
Yeah.
So these two teams cannot compete for
– Arizona's already done that once.
Yeah, and that would put them ahead of Cincinnati, so they don't want to do that either because they got to get that first pick.
Yeah, so this is a over-under 47. Cincinnati is actually favored by 3 because they're at home. Joe Mixon, you finally liking him this week?
Yeah, I like him this week because of Arizona's horrible defense. I mean, that's really the only reason. And they don't have a lot of other options on their offensive side of their ball right now. They're going to have to get Joe Mixon involved and probably get him involved in the passing game.
Yeah, John Ross is on the IR, so if you have him and you're in a redraft, you could probably drop him because they probably aren't going to force him back anytime soon. Christian Kirk probably not going to play on the Arizona side of the ball. Good old Kyle Fuller. Are we starting him?
Kyler Murray?
That's what. Why do I always call him Kyle Fuller? I don't know why.
I don't know why you do that.
Because I'm full of love for him. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. No, I don't like either one of these quarterbacks personally. Kyler Murray hasn't really shown me enough to make me think that he is start worthy, to be honest with you. And obviously, Andy Dalton he's Andy Dalton, man.
Kyler started the season really good. His average depth of target was like 10 yards a target. It went down to 8. It's all the way down to like 4 or 5 yards a target right now. So I'm not liking him. Christian Kirk is out. If you want to start good old Larry Fitz in PPR, go ahead. We'll rack up targets. But David Johnson's probably the best start in this whole game.
Yeah, I agree. How do you feel about the receivers, though, for Cincinnati?
Tyler Boyd. I don't really want to start Alden Tate right now. I can't trust him.
Yeah, I agree. I picked him up because I had a spot available on my redraft team this year, which is being horrible. So I'll wait and see.
Yeah, and then you could probably start Andy Dalton. I know everybody's down on Andy Dalton after that game, but that was primetime Andy Dalton. Primetime Andy Dalton does not look good.
I'm not ever starting Andy Dalton.
Yeah, I mean, it's Arizona defense. I'm not scared of that. All right, let's move on to a more exciting game, maybe. The Buffalo Bills, Tennessee Titans. We have an over.
Oh, this will be
we
a
have
good
an
game.
Over-under of 38.5. So you starting both these defenses?
I think you have to with confidence, especially if Matt Barkley's in there. If Matt Barkley is starting, you got to go with the Bills defense, man, or the Titans defense, excuse me, because I do not expect Matt Barkley to do anything. Outside of that, though, there's the only meat on the bone for this whole game for me as far as people that I want to start would be Derrick Henry. I feel pretty confident starting him. Outside of that, maybe Delanie Walker and then my third guy that if I had to start in a pinch would be Dawson Knox.
Oh, see, Dawson Knox is a guy I'm getting high on. You said Delanie Walker, right?
You smoking him?
I'll smoke him. Delanie Walker, you start him?
Yeah, I'll start Delanie Walker. I feel good about him. I think he's got top 10 upside this week. He's going to be top 10, obviously. I meant top 5 upside.
Okay.
Excuse me.
And then, yeah, I mean, you probably have to start a few guys from this game, but nobody's happy about it. So, yeah. The defense is, I like
My
both
wife,
of these.
my wife's getting upset with me because she's like, I thought you told me to start Jared Cook. I was like, I think Jared Cook's gonna be good this week.
Ooh.
She's giving me death
Ooh,
stare
she's
right
number one
now.
in redraft, so she ain't playing no games.
No, she ain't messing around.
All right. Anything? I mean, there's really not a lot from this game. You're not starting the quarterbacks. Frank Gore.
Well, now that Devin Singletary is back in the mix, I don't really feel good starting Frank Gore, and I don't feel good starting Devin Singletary because of soft tissue injury.
Yeah,
So
and
it's.
if he was back 100% of practice, he's still been limited. So it's not even a guarantee he's going to play. I didn't mention it, but we do have two teams on a bye. We have Detroit and Miami. But the problem is there's nobody starting any Miami players. So you're probably not hurting this week for bye weeks.
No, just maybe carry on and Kenny Galladay. That's pretty much it.
All right, let's move over to the London game. And Josh can't hear it, but I got our good old London music back in the background again. We got the Chicago
Oh, I
Bears.
love that
We
stuff.
got the Oakland Raiders. The Raider is an
That
autumn.
goes to show you.
What?
That goes to show you. I didn't even know there was a London game this
I
weekend,
know.
so.
Defense is going to travel, so I'm starting the Bears defense every week and all the time. Not scared about that. What about the Bears offense? Do you want to start any Bears offensive players?
I love David Montgomery this week. I love him so much. I just kiss him right on the
Yeah.
mouth. And like I said, even with Chase Daniel in there, I think Allen Robinson is going to be a decent play. We talked about how he kind of hyper-targeted him a little bit last week with those crossing routes. I think he's going to be good, and I'm willing to say that old Trey Burton's going to be a little sneaky sleeper, bud.
Sneaky
Sneaky
snart.
sleeper. Oh
All
yeah.
right.
Gonna stark all over the place.
Any Raider you want to start? I got to turn the music off because it's hard to hear you with the music on in my ears.
Well, obviously, I want to start Darren Waller.
But
That's a
that's, I mean,
given.
PPR I'm
And
starting him, but in standard, would you start him? I don't see him scoring any points.
yeah,
I
I
see him getting target volume like crazy, but I'm not seeing a lot of, you know, I'm not
yeah,
seeing
and
the
we all know
Raiders
how
scoring a lot
great
of
this
points
defense
at
is.
all.
Well, I mean. Yeah, we all know how this defense is going to be. They're going to shut this team down, and then we don't expect the Bears' offense to score too much, even though the Raiders' defense is atrocious. So it's not going to be a high-scoring game. But Darren Waller, I mean, he's probably your guy,
That's the
and I
only
don't see
one.
anything
Josh
wrong with that.
Jacobs.
Yeah, you're going to start Josh Jacobs, but you are not going to like it. I mean, he is. Dude, he's like, I think he's going to be somewhere in the late 20s this week for me. Like, just Bears defense is for real. I mean, they shut Dalvin Cook down for most of that game.
Okay.
They're legit.
You guys might have lost some of me there, but whatever. I'll fill that in later. Yeah. Computer problems. Where you at, Eric?
Come back.
Right. And then let's move on to Buccaneers Saints. A little more high scoring game, maybe possibly. Tampa Bay going to the Saints. Saints are favored by 3, 47 over under. Alvin Kamara, we're starting. Mike Evans, you're starting. Chris Godwin, we're starting, right? He's a must start.
Yes.
I mean, he's a number three wide receiver in PPR
Yeah,
right
I
now.
think
So,
that's, yeah.
starting. Michael Thomas, you're starting. The biggest question marks, I think, are at the quarterback position here for this. Quarterback and tight end are the big two question marks here.
Not for me.
Do you want to start Teddy Bridgewater or Jameis Winston?
I'm all over Jameis Winston. He's actually my hero this week. I have a hero on both sides of the ball here. Jameis Winston, obviously, like we talked about, he's played some really good games as of late, and I really like him quite a bit this week.
Okay. And then also, what about Teddy Bridgewater? We're not starting.
I'm not really that high on Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay. And then I will talk for a little bit while you figure out what's going
No,
on.
I'm good. I'm good.
But
I'm sorry. I was just trying to like ask my wife, like, hey, can you get me the plug real quick so I can plug this thing in? That would be on.
oh, okay.
She's the
Yeah.
best.
No, you're good. Take care of that. I'll talk a little bit. Buccaneers, Saints defenses. I'm not liking either one of these defenses. I know the Buccaneers defense has looked good for the last couple weeks. Saints offense finds a way. If you have to, I would rather start Tennessee or Buffalo in this match. And then for the Saints side of the ball, I don't know, man. I don't want to start the Saints defense. This Buccaneers offense has looked good. I'm not starting Ronald Jones yet, but you need him on your team. You need to put Ronald Jones on your team. Josh is doing a bunch of scooting around, but it's all good. We'll figure it out.
No, I'm good now. I had Ronald Jones on my redraft team, and I traded him, and I'm kind of regretting it a little bit because, like you said, I think he's going to end up being a pretty good play this year.
Okay. And then, if there's nothing else really from this game, what about tight ends? You want to start O.J. Howard?
Oh, no, buddy. I want to start Jared Cook.
Jared Cook.
Yeah, I want to start him all night long because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are horrible against tight ends. So I have a lot of high hopes for Jared Cook this week.
A lot of high hopes for Jared Cook. His wife's right behind him with a knife, making sure he says that on air to everybody.
No, man, because of all of the problems that we're having, I wasn't prepared tonight to use my backup laptop, and the battery's dead, so now I have poor lighting. It's just crazy going on.
It's fine. It's we don't need lighting. I don't need to see you.
No, you need to see
me. It's like I'm in the club trying to find your buddy. Oh, now there you are.
There we go.
Like an angel with a light behind you.
Oh.
All right. I don't know what's going on. All right, then we got the Vikings at the Giants. There's a lot I like in this game. A lot I like from the Vikings-Giants game.
Oh.
And it's a lot of it is on the Viking side of the ball. Dalvin Cook.
You like him?
Please give him some. Yeah.
I mean, I like Dalvin Cook, but what else are you liking over there?
The squeaky wheels. We got Adam Thielen calling out his team. We got Stephon Diggs saying they got to play better. We got a Giants secondary that is horrendous.
Yeah, man, but I think this is going to be the Dalvin Cook show. What have they shown you to lead you to believe otherwise?
Nothing, but I think they're going to try to get these guys a touchdown. I think they'll both be solid wide receiver twos with wide receiver one upside. I think they want to show that their offense isn't completely inept after what they put up last week.
Yeah, I think that they're going to try to get Kirk Cousins going, and this might be the perfect game to do it. Like you said, this Giants defense is very bad, and we know publicly this week Adam Thielen has come out and called out his quarterback. Stephon Diggs missed practice on Wednesday because he was upset. And, you know, I was watching the Pat McAfee show, and he said he thinks that he was upset because he called Adam Thielen the best wide receiver on the team. So
Stephon Diggs was mad about that?
Yeah, I think so.
I would be too.
Because
there's some rumors going around that he said he asked for a trade, but they've also said they're not.
But did you?
So we'll see.
Today they asked him. He said, "Well, there's truth to every rumor."
Oh, next Patriot wide receiver. There he is.
Yeah, Bill Belichick's shopping.
All right.
Gonna give up
Giants side of the ball.
Gonna give up a 10th pick.
Minnesota Vikings defense. We like the Vikings defense.
Oh yeah, buddy. Of course.
Okay, and then Giants. Is there anyone on the Giants you want to start? Wayne Gallman balled out last week, but this is a lot better defense, so I'm not really wanting to start him. Sterling Shepard, maybe if you have to.
I feel good about Evan Ingram still because of the routes he runs, but he's even going to take a hit because Golden Tate is back this week. And Daniel Jones is going to be under duress. Everson Griffin is going to be in his face, and Danielle Hunter, and I'm really expecting him to have to throw some quick routes, so maybe Evan Ingram will be a good play. I'm not ready to start Golden Tate right when he comes back yet. Not yet, personally.
Yeah, I'm not ready to start Golden Tate, but if he's out there, you got to go grab him before this game.
Yeah, absolutely.
You need to, especially in PPR. 100% PPR.
You need it.
You need it. And then really, other than that, for the Giants, I'm not starting Daniel Jones. Yeah. That's about it.
Yep.
Let's move on to the J-E-T-S, Jets.
Do we have to?
We have Jets at Philadelphia. 44 over and under. Philadelphia's favored by 13.5 points.
Yep.
So Jets side of the ball, let's make this easy. Le'Veon Bell. Move on.
Right? That's it, dude. That is
Move on. Sam Darnold might play. I don't know. Whatever. He had a limited practice with mononucleosis by himself. Then we have the Eagles, though. Carson Wentz is probably a must start for you.
Yes. After what he did to Green Bay, yeah, he chopped him up.
Yeah. What running back? Jordan Howard? We firing him up again?
Yeah, he's still the guy. He's still the guy.
The Jets run defense is good. the Jets' run defense is good. That is one thing they do have going for them. So I don't want to start Jordan Howard here. You should have sold high on him when he had that huge game.
Well, he's their goal line guy, though. I mean, if they get in close,
they're not going to be doing that every game.
Yeah.
He's not going to replicate that the rest of the season.
Yeah, they probably will make some big plays in this week's game against this Jets team. Offensive or on the passing game anyway.
In the passing game, yeah. So obviously Zach Ertz, yes. Alshon Jeffrey, probably starting him if you got him.
Yeah, I think he's a good flex play this week.
Is DJX practicing? I don't think he's practicing.
No, he's still not ready. He's an old man.
So Sean Jackson's still out. Miles Sanders, as much as I want to start him in this game, I can't.
You can't.
He starts the game and he gets pulled right out off the field.
Yeah, and he breaks off a couple big runs. Like, that was a really good job. Now we should probably pull you out. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Philadelphia defense, though. All systems go. Because either you got Sam Darnold out there throwing picks, or you got sixth-round pick himself, good old Falk.
No, I like this Eagles defense quite a bit. And I do expect the Jets to cover the spread, though, believe it or not.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, we might as well talk about a little betting, right? I think the Jets will cover that spread. 14-point spread? Or 13.5, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they'll cover that.
Okay. All right. And let's move on to the Ravens-Steelers. We got Baltimore. We got Pittsburgh. We got an AFC North showdown.
Yeah.
It's just what we thought it would be.
Is it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
So we got Lamar Jackson. He's probably going to start, right?
Yeah, he's must start.
And James Conner's probably still a must start, but man.
So actually, today's Thursday when we're recording, and he has still not practiced at all, not even in a limited capacity. So we're going to have to pay attention to these reports tomorrow on Friday to see if he gets in a limited practice. If not, you need to have a backup plan ready to go.
Go get Jalen Samuels. Go get Jalen Samuels if you can.
Good luck with that. I know I'm screwed. So.
Yeah. And then, other than that, Juju's probably still a must start. The Ravens pass. They've had a lot of injuries back there. Jimmy Smith, their number one corner, still not practicing.
Whew.
So their pass defense isn't good. So Juju may have a good game here.
But other than that,
like Mark Ingram, do you want to start him?
Yeah, I want to start Mark Ingram. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I mean, Steelers' run defense has been good. That's been one good thing about their defense is the run defense.
Their run defense is pretty good, but Mark Ingram is still going to get his. Like I said, this is a run-first team.
Can I tell you something real quick about Sleeper? The one thing I hate about Sleeper?
The updates?
I love Sleeper. No, the updates I like. But I hate the updates for the players that you've traded away when it hasn't updated, that they're not on your team anymore.
Yeah, I still get some notifications.
I just got an update for a Brandon Cooks 27-yard run, and I'm like, I don't have Brandon Cooks no more.
No, but you shook your team up quite a bit.
Yeah, but that was before the season started.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's probably a bug they just need to work out. But Sleeper's amazing. I loved it. I got the same notification.
The guy that traded you Alvin Kamara last year said he got the same thing last year.
Yeah.
He would get the Alvin Kamara ones. So, whatever. All right. Mark Ingram, you said starting?
Yeah, absolutely.
Starting. And then Mark Andrews, we're probably starting him. He practiced this week in limited, but that's more than he did last week.
Yeah, he practiced the center practice. There was some good stuff that's happening over there. I feel pretty confident in this offense.
Hollywood Brown, firing him up?
No.
No.
No, he's had 2 weeks in a row now where he struggled. I know he started off real hot, but I'm cooling
Hollywood
off.
Hollywood Brown or Sterling Shepard?
Come on, dude. Don't do that.
I'm being serious. This might be something. Somebody's been relying on Sterling Shepard the last couple weeks.
Hollywood because the matchup's better.
Okay. Hollywood Brown or Tyrell Williams if he plays? Against Chicago? That's crazy. I do not condone that. Hollywood Brown. He's the target getter there. I'm starting Hollywood Brown. I'm not scared of it. Lamar Jackson doesn't like to run. He wants to throw the ball up and down the field. So let's move on to – let's talk about defensive-wise. Do you want to start the Ravens defense? Probably not Pittsburgh's, but Ravens defense. Do you want to start?
Oh, yeah. I feel real good about this
defense. Against good old Mason.
Yeah, I feel great about it.
All right. Anybody else on the Steelers or Ravens side of the ball you wanted to start?
Are you condoning the starting of Jalen Samuels or no?
If James Conner's out, yes. If
Okay.
not, and you've been relying on Kerryon Johnson and you picked him up and Kerryon's on a bye and you need to flex him, I'm okay with that. Because you have no other options.
Okay.
I'd start him over Josh Jacobs.
Raj.
As crazy as that sounds, I mean, they're doing a lot of things there. And here comes Gurley with his touchdown machine he is.
That's all he's doing right now, but hey, it counts. It's helping me out in FSA.
All right, let's go with the easiest game. The over-under is 42 and a half. The line is 15 and a half, favored for the road team, the Patriots. Do you realize it's the second time the Patriots this season have been on the road and been favored by more than two touchdowns?
Yeah, I mean, whenever the head coach of the opposing team is asked, who's going to be your starting quarterback? And he says, I don't know.
He's done. Jay Gruden's done. He's going to be on John Gruden's staff next year. He is done.
He knows he's done.
I
He
know.
knows he's done, and he should be
And
done.
he wanted, I think, because he didn't want to take Haskins in the draft. I think that's why he put Haskins in there last week, is to show them that Haskins wasn't ready. You guys set me up with crap here when there were so many more options that could have made this team so much better, but you guys wanted to go out and get a quarterback that needs to develop.
Yeah, they probably could have went out and snatched up a I don't know, offensive lineman, 'cause they don't need any of those, I guess.
Yeah. So, Redskins side of the ball. Are you starting any Redskin against this
No.
Patriots defense?
Not
Okay, cool.
even Chris Thompson, who I do like, but no.
Not even Terry McLaurin?
No,
You're
I don't think
right.
Terry McLaurin's going to play, but if he does, I'm still not going to start him.
He's getting shadow coverage by Gilmore, too. He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
All right, Patriots side of the ball, though. Do you like Tom Brady bounce back game?
Oh yeah.
Josh Gordon? Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman, if you had to pick one in this
Jules.
game. Even though Jules is still dealing with a chest injury.
Yeah, I still like Jules.
What if I told you it was half PPR?
It's a little closer for me, but I think I still like Julian Edelman.
Okay. James White, probably a good start because he's going to be catching the ball.
Yeah.
Sony Michel. Everybody wants to know, Josh, are we starting Sony Michel?
Unless you got a better option, but he has not really
Jalen
produced for you.
Samuels or Sony Michel?
Jalen Samuels.
Even if Connor plays?
Even if Connor plays, I don't care.
Ooh, that's crazy. That's crazy talk. But I believe it. I agree. I agree, actually.
Yeah.
And Patriots defense, fire them up.
Oh yeah. They've been
There's a
there.
little. This is week five, correct?
Yes.
Old man Ben Watson's back. We starting him this week?
No.
You know what the Patriots like to do? They like to show off their new toys. What'd they do with AB?
No,
Featured
come on.
him. This
Come
game's gonna
on.
get out of hand, and they're gonna be like, Ben Watson.
Ben Watson isn't a toy. He's a bajillion years old. No, he's no, come
Yeah, this could be the one game Ben Watson had. If you are hurting for a tight end because you took Hunter Henry earlier and you missed out on Darren Waller, Mark Andrews, and the Hoopers of the world, you know
No,
what?
come on.
If you need a play, I'm calling it right now. You know what? I'm going to go crazy. Ben Watson gets two touchdowns.
Yeah, you are crazy.
I'm
There's
just
no
throwing it
way.
out there, saying it online.
Well, we
Ben
know
Watson.
James Devlin won't be out there vulturing, so if anything, I think maybe
What about Phil Dorsett?
their four
Dorsett,
string running back will get it, vulture another one.
you want to start? Would you flex Dorsett this week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Over Josh Jacobs.
No.
So you'll start Josh Jacobs against the Bears
Yeah.
over Phil Dorsett. I think I'd
Opportunity
start Dorsett.
is a big part of that.
Okay. All right, then we got Jacksonville and the Panthers over under 41. Carolina's favored by 3.5. They're at home. I like both the defenses in this game because both these defenses have been playing well. It should be a lower scoring game. I don't think they cover the over. As much as I like Gardner Minshew, I'm not starting him in this game.
No.
The running backs, we're starting both of them, Christian McCaffrey, Leonard Fournette, just because of the how much they're used. Wide receiver wise, though, is there any wide receiver in this game you're going to start over a Patriots wide receiver?
DJ Chark. Do 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 do.
Okay, you would start him?
I would start him over Gordon for sure.
I disagree, but
and I would certainly start him over Dorsett too.
Okay. What about a Carolina? DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel. What about Greg Olsen? You starting Greg Olsen?
Yeah, of course.
You're crazy, dude. Ben Watson over Greg Olsen all day.
You're crazy, dude. There's no way.
Did Russell Wilson just do a slide tackle to block?
Yeah, Disley? And Will Disley is running an option play.
No, but Russell Wilson slid. Russell Wilson. That's got to be illegal to do a slide at somebody's feet. This isn't soccer. He can't slide tackle. Whatever.
He's a quarterback. He gets to do whatever he wants.
Yes, that is true. Shag Hennessy.
No.
Ben Watson. I'm going to get you to say Ben Watson this show.
Ben Watson, fine.
Woo! There it is, baby. He said it. Ben Watson, start of the
he
week.
He said fire him up. No, that's not what I said.
I didn't All right. say. Other than that, though, that game's pretty much done, right? Christian McCaffrey and hopes and prayers. Christian McCaffrey, Leonard Fournette, and hopes and prayers.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. And I like you said, both defenses here. I like them.
Okay. Now let's go down to Houston. We got the Falcons traveling to the Texans. Deshaun Watson's a must start. Nuke Hopkins, a must start. This is his get right game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's wide receiver 22 in PPR right now.
That's absurd.
Wide receiver 22.
Well, I mean, Deshaun Watson is so intelligent, and he was talking about the defense that Carolina was playing, and it was just difficult for him to find a hole in the zone. He had two deep shots that he could take with Nuke, and he missed them. Other than that, he wasn't able to do that because they were playing cover four a lot of the game. And just the way that he was articulating what he was seeing, I mean, it just made me like him even more. Probably my favorite quarterback.
Okay. Carlos Hyde, starting?
No.
Over Josh Jacobs?
Fine.
There's a guy in our redraft league that's doing that. He's starting Carlos Hyde over Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's not a bad call.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying these are things. And then probably no other really Texans guy. I mean, you can try to, you know, play that game, but you're not going to figure out which one's going to be the big guy. Falcons side of the ball, Julio Jones, you're starting.
Yep.
Devonta Freeman, we starting him? Kind of have to.
Yep. You don't like it, though.
All right. I mean, he's probably doing better than what Chris Carson's doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Because they're giving Penny the ball too much. Just a short week. I kind of expected this.
Matt Ryan. Well, when Carson gets the ball, he breaks like 17 tackles.
Yeah, I expect Matt Ryan to do all right against this defense. So, I mean, if Carolina with Luke Falk can put up 16 points.
Did you see what Penny just did there?
Yeah, he slid.
Slipped and fell.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's keep him out there. Sorry, guys. I know you've all seen the game and you don't care. Austin Hooper, must start tight end. I mean, this dude's balling out of control.
No, absolutely not.
You're he's not a villain this for game? Me this
week. No, he's a villain for me this week.
What? He is top three tight end in PPR.
The Texans are incredible against tight ends.
Have they played a tight end, though?
Yeah, they just shut down Greg Olsen.
Oh, he's like 95 years old.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you. I don't like him this week. It is what it is. Take it or leave it.
So you're starting Greg Olsen over him this week?
Yes.
You're starting... Kyle Rudolph.
No, come on.
I want to see how villainy he is for you.
I'm not starting Kyle Rudolph because of Kirk Cousins, not because of anything else.
Okay, that's fine. And then Texans defense, you okay with them or no or what? Oh.
No. I actually expect this Atlanta offense to put up quite a few points.
The good thing about Atlanta, they have been scoring points, but they've been turning the ball over quite a bit. Matt Ryan has been turning the ball over. Everybody's been fumbling and bumbling over there. So you might have a good shot if you need a risky defense to play.
Yeah.
There's other defense I like out there. All right, let's go to the game of the week, Broncos-Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
44.5 over under. Chargers favored by 6. Let's go to the Broncos side of the ball because there's a lot in the Chargers side we got to talk about. Joe Flacco, even though he's having his career year, probably not starting him, right?
No.
His career statistics year. This is like his best statistical year he's ever had.
Oh my gosh.
Emmanuel Sanders, Courtland Sutton. Who are you taking?
Both of them.
So here's the problem with Courtland Sutton is that every time they played the Chargers last year, Casey Hayward, the corner for the Chargers, anytime Sutton's on the field, he shadows him. And he is.
Yeah.
And he shut him down almost every time they played.
Yeah, but Case Keenum was throwing the ball then, so.
That is true. But the Chargers have one good thing on defense that hasn't died yet. And that's him. So, that's not true. They got some other good defense pieces.
They have Melvin Ingram. He's not our – he's, well, he's hurt.
He's hurt. Yeah, see, right. That's what I'm saying. They're all hurt. All right, what are we – Broncos running back situation. Which running back is it?
I'm still going to take Lindsey. Last week, neither one of them were great.
Would you flex Royce Freeman?
I'm actually going to flex Royce Freeman because I needed a player and Kerryon is on a bye, so yes.
Okay.
That's happening to me in a 12-team PPR.
Royce Freeman or Golden Tate in your flex, if you had that option.
Freeman.
Okay. Freeman. No, I just want to say, because some people might have been waiting on Tate, and they might have been thinking about plugging him in there. It's just an option people have to – now, Chargers side of the ball, we got Phillip Rivers. You're probably starting Phillip Rivers. He's probably right there, streamable, and, you know, he's almost always. Keenan Allen, number one wide receiver. We're not even talking about this. The problem is now Austin Eckler, who's the number two running back in fantasy right now, is 4 points behind Christian McCaffrey.
Yes.
You're starting him, but Melvin Gordon is going to play.
Yeah.
How much work do you think Melvin Gordon gets? He's going to get more than what Justin Jackson's been getting.
Yeah. I think what's going to end up happening is they are going to be using him quite a bit. But they're probably going to be using him as a running back, and Austin Eckler will be the one getting a lot of the passing work because he is a more explosive player than Melvin Gordon, but he's not as durable. So I think he'll get the passing work.
Yeah.
And Melvin Gordon will be the one running between the tackles.
And I do think with the Mike Williams might play, but they don't really have any other wide receivers, you'll see Austin Eckler either split up.
Couldn't agree more, buddy.
So Austin Eckler probably still going to get a lot of work. And that's the kid in the background, so don't pay attention to that.
It's fine. He's whispering. What a sweetheart.
I know. He is whispering. Anything we missed in this game?
No, I think we pretty much covered it. I don't like Noah Fant, even though he caught a touchdown last week. I still think Courtland Sutton will be the guy they're targeting. Emmanuel Sanders is just so hot right now. He's like Mugatu.
It's just because he's hot, like sexually.
He's so hot. Well, I wouldn't say that, but he is he's very warm. All right. Yes.
Packers, Cowboys. Cowboys looked great the first 3 weeks.
Them boys.
Then they played a good team, and they look like doo-doo. Now they're playing the Packers. Whose defense? Other than the Eagles, and they actually were pretty good against the Eagles. They just had a lot of short fields and gave up touchdowns. The yardage wasn't there. The touchdowns just were.
Okay.
Dak Prescott, you starting him?
Yes.
Ooh.
No. I'm not hesitating.
Are you starting him or Matt Ryan if you had that choice?
I'm starting Dak, and the big reason is because I think Michael Gallup is going to play. And that had an effect on him playing and how well he played. And if Michael Gallup plays this week, I'm all in on that.
Is that because Uncle Jerry said he's about ready to play?
Yeah. Okay. And Uncle Jerry don't lie.
Zeke's obviously a must-start. Amari Cooper, you're probably starting him because you have to. Jason Witten.
Oh, you know, he's actually a top 12 tight end. He's a tight end one.
He's been catching touchdowns, baby.
Yeah, that's happening.
Jason Witten, Austin Hooper. This is a really good one for your villain right here.
Witten.
Oh, he's sticking to his guns, boys. Jason Witten. Now, Packers side of the ball, Aaron Rodgers, you're starting him, even though probably more that you have to than you want to.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dallas has been pretty good against opposing quarterbacks. They haven't played a lot of great ones this year, but.
Is Devontae Adams going to play?
I don't think so, man.
I don't think he is either. He said it hurt to put his shoe on after the game, so.
That's probably not good.
Yeah, and they didn't even try to put him out there as a decoy or anything in the fourth quarter, even though he was on the sideline with his helmet still. I don't see him playing, and that's really going to hurt this offense. Now, with him being out, Geronimo or MVS? Yeah, I know.
Well, MVS was the guy that we said was going to break out all year, but it's like Geronimo's been having a pretty good game. I think he can start both of them pretty comfortably.
I'm taking Geronimo over him just because Marquez Valdes-Scantling is more the big play guy, and if you're playing in this game, you probably need some points, and I think Geronimo fills Davante Adams' role a little better.
Geronimo!
Yep. And then Aaron Jones? I don't think Jamal Williams.
Yeah. Oh,
Jamal
yeah.
Williams probably isn't going to play this game. He's still.
No, he almost got murdered. Yeah. There's no way he can play.
He has a clear concussion protocol. He tried.
He might not ever clear concussion protocol.
Speaking of murder, ever. Jason Myers is murdering me right now. Kicking these dang field goals. It's not Halloween, dude. Go home.
You lost your kicker, buddy. How are you feeling?
Okay, let's talk about that real quick. Steven Gostkowski, we should have talked about this with the he went on IR. He's got hip surgery. It explains the extra point misses he's been doing. Explains the problems. We're all sad here. But they went and signed the Nuge.
They do have the Nuge,
would you pick up the Nuge if you were a Gostkowski owner?
Yeah. You know that offense is going to put up points, so.
Okay.
It can't hurt, right?
I mean, it could. It's the Nuge, man.
Nah, Bill will get him worked into shape.
Sunday Night Football.
Bill doesn't have Tyler.
Sunday Night Football. Sounded like a great, fun game before the season started. Sounded like an okay game about after week two. But now that T.Y. is hurt, Colts Chiefs at Arrowhead. 56-point over-under.
It's going to be fun for one of the teams.
And Chiefs are favored by 11. Let's start with the Colts because I think this will be easier. Jacoby Brissett, you starting just because of sheer volume?
Yeah, man.
Are you starting him over – would you start him over Dak?
It's Kansas City barbecue, baby. Got that brisket. Yeah, I'd start him over Dak, dude.
Just because of sheer volume because he's going to be just tapping and tapping the ball to try to keep pace. Yeah. Okay. Marlon Mack, if he plays. Do you think he plays for one?
Yeah, against this defense, you have to start him, but I don't think he's going to play.
And if he does not play, is it Nyheim Hines, the guy you want? Because they're going to be passing the ball so much, and he is the passing down guy?
Want is like a word that I don't know if I'd use, but yeah.
Nyheim Hines, okay, yeah. Let's make this easy. Nyheim Hines or Josh Jacobs?
Hines, but I don't like it.
In PPR, I'm taking Hines. In standard, I'll take Jacobs. Because one of these guys catches balls and one of them doesn't.
Yeah.
Because the Chiefs' like run defense is terrible.
Do you think this might open things up for one of the Colts' tight ends? Well, I don't expect any of these receivers to be relevant, but what about the tight ends?
Well, what I will say is we spun the wheel of pie earlier, which I got to do my pie this weekend. Eric took Jack Doyle. So I think Eric is on the Jack Doyle side of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not high on really – I guess Jack Doyle if you're PPRing, but even then, man, I'm just not a big Eric Ebron guy. Anybody that relies on touchdowns that much just lets you down. Without good old Andy Luck there to throw in the ball. Do you start an Ebron if you have him? Ebron or Witten?
Fire him up.
Ebron or Witten?
I like Ebron way better.
The upside's a lot higher.
Yeah.
All right. Chiefs side of the ball. Let's make this easy. Mahomes, yes. Travis Kelce, yes. Sammy Watkins, yes. Even though Tyreek Hill is back at practice in a limited capacity, he could possibly play this week. I don't expect Tyreek Hill to play this week, but it is possible. He has been practicing all week. Speaking of practice, Damian Williams was a full participant at practice.
Yeah,
so
he sure
Damian
was.
Williams probably going to start the game. Do you want Damian or Shady?
I want Shady this week, man.
I think Damian. Honestly, I just think Damian, he's rested. They're going to use him over what they used Daryl Williams last week. So Damian Williams, I think you got to start him this week.
Oh, no, Brandon Cooks just died.
Well, he just hurt me. He didn't dead. He just hurt.
Yeah, no, I don't mean like literally. I mean like I think he broke his shoulder.
His shoulder just got pulled out of place.
Oh, gosh.
Is that one of those dislocated clavicles? Is going to be the third one this season?
Wow. Great. All right.
Chiefs defense? No.
Let's keep going.
Chiefs defense? No.
No. Okay. No. You would. No. Come on. Never.
If Tyreek Hill plays, do you play him? If he's active?
No.
He's active, no.
No. I think he'll be a decoy at best.
And then if he doesn't play, Robinson or Hardman?
Robinson.
Okay. I agree. I think Mecole's time is about done. I think that fumble on that kickoff return, punt return, really upset Andy Reid last week.
Yeah, he almost ate a full 62-ounce steak because of it.
No, he did eat really something. He killed it. He destroyed it in like an hour. Like he set a record for it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Monday Night Football.
I believe that.
Monday Night Football, we get the...
Are you ready for some football?
I hope you're not, because this game is going to be another slugfest.
Why is Cleveland still in primetime? I feel like they've been in primetime every week.
What did Delanie Walker say?
They are who we thought they were.
You crown them, paper champs, because everybody thought Cleveland was going to be great this year. But Monday night games can't flex. The Sunday games are going to start getting a lot better because they can start flexing into what they want. ESPN's stuck with what they get.
Yeah, well, they got it.
I mean, they do get the Chargers versus the Chiefs, you know, in Kansas City.
But San Francisco's side is pretty straightforward. Kittle and Garoppolo, to me, is like a mid-range quarterback. He's like 15-16 for me.
He's my super flex starter. Since I just traded Jameis Winston for Devonta Freeman.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But other than that, there's no one else on this team that's relevant. No, come on.
What about the running backs? No. Tevin Coleman, do you think he plays? He's back at practice in a limited capacity.
I think we're still a week out.
Okay. This is a Monday night game, so I would caution on the side of start your guy on Sunday instead of waiting for him on Monday. Unless you own both him and like Breida or Mostert or something.
So you would err
on the side of God. What did I say?
No, you just said you'd be cautious.
Cleveland side of the ball. We can't trust Baker, right? We're starting Odell, though.
You can trust Nick Chubb, though.
We're starting Nick Chubb. But this 49ers run defense has been good this year.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that.
I know, they haven't played anyone. Starting Nick Chubb every week. You're probably starting Odell every week. Jarvis Landry?
I'm not quite. I mean, yeah, flex him. Flex him.
Jarvis Landry or Royce Freeman?
Landry. I think he'll get more opportunities.
Jarvis Landry or a Patriots wide receiver, not named Julian Edelman.
Jarvis Landry.
You're crazy. Give me Josh Gordon. You're just a Josh Gordon hater.
No, I'm not. I like Josh Gordon.
And then Ricky Seals-Jones, right? Woo! Tight end start of the week.
No, dude, come on.
I just want to have fun with that game. All right, Browns defense or 49ers defense? You want to start either one of these defenses? It's going to be probably a low-scoring game.
Do I want to or will I? I'd start Cleveland. I feel pretty good about that.
Okay.
I don't rank defenses normally, but yeah, I would start Cleveland.
Okie dokie, that is it for week 5.
Woo!
At a 45-minute pace. You got anything else, Josh? Any other heavy hitters? We got to do our will of tight ends. I already said Eric's taking good old Jack Doyle. What tight end you take? You take Jared Cook? Mm-hmm. Put your face where your mouth's at?
What? Yeah, that's where my face is at. It's where my mouth is at, Brad. Yeah, you know what? I'll go Jared Cook. I think he'll beat. Yeah.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get just crazy up in here because you guys are kind of going a little deeper, right? And.
Well, go with your boy Ben Watson.
Well, I could. But I'm going with another guy that just came off suspension. Chris Herndon. Check down city in New York, baby. Because Lev Bell's going to get all the attention. I'm going crazy. We all going crazy out here. We're going deep dives on this.
Everybody getting crazy.
I could have taken Dawson Knox too, but I didn't want to. We already gave him a lot of love, and we didn't really talk about Chris Herndon, so I wanted to mention Chris Herndon is back from suspension as well. So fire him up.
Fire him up. All right. Thanks for tuning in to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Empty Wagon FF. Brad is going to be at Tack Jones. I'm at FF Josh Hughes. And if you want to talk to Eric about anything, like what's going on in his life and why he's not involved right now, you can hit him up at Guns of L19. We love you guys. We hope you win. And we will see you on Monday.
Later.